I've loved every minute of it, actually. You know, from the first day I've come up to here now today, I've been made feel more than welcome from everyone that's, you know, people within the club and obviously the supporters I've met also. So a real feel-good factor from everyone I've come across involved with the club.
Yeah, and first home game of the season. Couldn't really come much bigger than Dundalk, the double champions from last year. It promises to be a big night.
Yes, look, they're the double champions, and they're the double champions for a reason. That's because they're a good side. You know, it's going to be a tough one for us, but we're hoping to make Finn Park a fortress this season, and I think them coming to Finn Park obviously make it as difficult as we can for them, and not just them, any team that comes to Finn Park, obviously. So you know, we're hoping to maybe throw a spanner in the works come Friday night.
Yeah, because from your time playing with Sligo Rovers against Finn Harps and Balbuffet, you know just how difficult a place that can be.
I know all too well how difficult it can be. It's a hard place to come and get anything, to be honest with you. I think, obviously, the last two times we came to Finn Park, we came away with nothing, and we got beat well, very well. 3-0 was one of them, and I think 3-1 the other one. So I'm all too familiar with how difficult it is to come to Finn Park, and I'm hoping that that'll continue this season for us, for any team that comes up and plays us there.
Yeah, you're probably the most senior player now in this. What's a very much a new look Harp squad. Raf, is there extra pressure on you then because of that?
I think I'm the senior player in every squad in the league at this stage. I think I'd be the senior player, but no, I don't think there's any pressure. Obviously, I've got the experience there, you know. I want to pass that. I want to help, obviously, the younger lads in the squad, whoever it may be. You know, Ollie, like I said, I have a fantastic relationship with Ollie and have had a relationship with him for the last number of years, you know, as he's tried to bring me to Finn Park a few times. But I struck up a kind of a friendship off the pitch with him, and, you know, not only do I have such respect for him as a manager and a coach, I have respect for him as a person as well, because he is a genuine man, and he's an absolute gentleman, has been nothing but a gent to me since I've came up.
Yeah, that's good to hear. Well, it's a busy weekend up ahead, because Dundalk on Friday night and then St. Pat's on Monday night. Ref, do you have one eye also on the forthcoming fixture against Sligo Rovers, the first meeting of the two clubs this year?
Yeah, I've been asked that a couple of times, and people have asked me, oh, am I going to try and prove a point or anything? For me, it's not a case of proving anything. You know, I've come here to Finn Harps to prove the player I am. You know, obviously I've played here, and people and players and supporters know what I'm going to bring to the party. Hopefully that'll be goals this season, as I hadn't had a chance to play up top, maybe for the last two seasons with Sligo, you know, maybe an odd game here and there. So I'm hoping this year I get a bit of a run up top, and please God, I'll reward that with goals for the team.
Yeah, well, you're still enjoying it, like listening to you, there's still a bit of passion there.
Absolutely. I think I said it to you in there, if there wasn't fire in the belly, I wouldn't be here. You know, I'm 37, people would say I should have me slippers on and I should be in front of the fire, but for me that's not an option. You know, I love the game, I love being involved in it, I love the whole build up to a game, and you know, I couldn't step away from it, knowing that I have so much more to give, and please God, like I said, I'll be speaking to you later in the year, and that'll be the case.